Oh, he took. Okay, next time.
Ba 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 kevenu shabanu lichvoido baruch uvu elokeinu shabanu lichvoido baruch elokeinu shabanu lichvoido havivdi lanu minato
Ana Hashem, ki vi ani vi vi avavav decho, Ana Hashem, Ana Hashem, ki ani avdecho, ani avdecho ben amazech, ani avdecho. Ben amazeh, ani avdecho. Ben amazeh, pita dole maiseirai. Lai la la la, ani avdecho. Ben amazeh, ani avdecho. Ben amazeh, ani avdecho. Ben amasebech pitav dalem oiseiroi. Ayana Hashem, Ana Hashem, ki ani vivi avavav decho. Ana Hashem, Ana Hashem, ki ani av decho. Ayana Hashem, Ana Hashem, ki ani avdecho. Ayana Hashem, Ayana Hashem, ki ani avdecho. Ani avdecho. Ben amasebech, ani avdecho. Ben amasebech, ani avdecho. Ben amasebech, pitach dole maiseirai. Ay, ani avdecho. Ben amasebech, ani avdecho. Ben amasebech, ani avdecho. Ben amasebech, pitach dole maiseirai. Even just a nod over your shalayim. Eretz Yisrael, singing it. Eretz Yisrael, the good niggin. Mo washibi vlashe kotagmulo viabalai kois Yeshua isesa uvishem Hashem ekra nidara baila vashem nava shava valem nedana lechol amo yava vakava vava peyenei yava shem
Amav salach sivida. Ki ani avdecha, ani avdecha ben amasecho. Diri da, diri da, diri da, diri da, da da, diri da. Pitach dal moiseiroi, levecha vevezdach. Zebach toida uvishem Hashem ekra nidara bavayay Lav Hashem ha-sholem Negdan olchoy lamor Hoy bevichat rovobobos Beis Hashem besochechi Yerushalayim besoichem echi Yerushalayim Hallelujah.
Okay, we'll tell Ben that we still have we're holding the second days of Sphere here with the music. We're holding the second days.
Have you heard from
him? Yeah, Ben Tener to Shabbat Hashem, and I was 0 for 4, 0 for 5. Looking for some musicians, but no. Baruch Hashem, we have holy neshamas, and that's good enough for us. Yeah, Kiva, stepping up. Can you bring the clarinet next week? You play clarinet. You play something. As a Shem, definitely. All right. So obviously, our minds and our hearts are very much on Eretz Yisrael. I thought it would be a little bit appropriate to be able to connect the Torah tonight to Eretz Yisrael. Hashem should make sure that. You should have the proper protections over the Jewish people in Sahal and north, south, west, east, wherever the Jews are in Eretz Yisrael, for the Shbaruch Hu to give them protection, and should hear Besoris Tovis Bez Hashem. To double parsha, Parah B'chukosai. If you go to the first page from my Rebbe, the Divrei Yisrael. So we know when it comes to the mitzvah Shemitah, it still very much applies in Eretz Yisrael. The farmers in Eretz Yisrael will tell you that those who keep Shemitah, that's pretty incredible. That the sixth year, every year, right before the Shemitah year, their farms produce double. Right before the Jews got to Eretz Yisrael, it was barren. There was nothing there. And it's unbelievable. Every 7 years, I was there in a post-Shemitah year. It's truly incredible. And the Pasuk, the Torah actually says in Chafei Chaf, he says, you're going to ask yourself, what are you going to eat? You're going to tell yourself, what am I going to eat in the seventh year? Don't do that, because you're not going to grow anything. You're not going to gather your crop. It wouldn't work. Right? If the fields aren't going to grow. Like as Rashi says, our crop could go in yayin, uperas ilan, haban meyalem. Don't think that's just going to come without having men. So I don't think that's going to just get it. Shemitah is not something you could explain rationally. Shemitah is obviously the Baruch Hashem has a tremendous, tremendous hashkacha over the entire land. How can you say that it's a normal thing that every seven years in the sixth year the farmer makes double? It's incredible. And the Torah says don't doubt yourself. Don't have any worries. Look what he says over here about worries. Hein emes etz tovah mi'od shelo lidog. So the Torah is giving us a very big advice on the bottom of the page. The Torah is giving us a very piece of good advice that a person should never worry. Hashbaruch tells every Jew, you do your part and I'll do mine. What's Daiga going to do with it? What's worry going to have? You're worrying about what's going to be with Trump, that Trump said, if Trump never said anything about the agreement, then maybe Iran would never, no. You have to do your part, the Rabbanu Shlomo Zalfelt. Don't start playing God. But then stop worrying. He doesn't say this over here, but for sure, right? Such an amazing thing. If you look at the Hebrew word, the noun for Hebrew word for worry in Hebrew, it's daiga. Dalet aleph gimel hay. I think we've spoken about this before. Dalet aleph gimel hay. This is the first four letters of the aleph base minus the base, right? Aleph base, aleph gimel dalet hay, without the base. He says when you worry, it's a lack of the base. What's the base? Bitachon. When a person has daiga, dalet aleph gimel hay, it's a lack of biz, a lack of bitachon. You have to do your part. Obviously, you have to get a job. You have to go to your doctor. You have to take your medicine. You have to be able to do your part. You have to prepare. You have to bring the forces up north and do your part. But the Rebbeinu Shem runs the Welt. Like I was talking about England this week. Should right before the 2 o'clock on Tuesday announcement, should Trump pull out? So he said at the end of the day, whether he knows it or not, it makes you just like rationally, like you're like pushing it which way to go with, and you're just like, Kadosh Baruch, this is in your hands. Like as my wife's favorite pasuk, it's by our candles. The pasuk says, I believe in maybe Mishlei, Hashlech Hal Hashem, Hu Yilchal Kalaka. Throw it on Hashem, let him figure it out. Throw your worries on Hashem, right? Fancy Manny's. You know when it says in Manny's, this store in Manny's in Meir Sharm. It's an American store where a lot of the Shanaf guys and girls pretend like they don't see each other. But it's one of those places where the Satmar guys, they throw rocks through. It's not a crazy place. It's a great place, but the neighborhood, they don't like the mingling. It's their neighborhood. They're allowed to decide. So whatever. So in Manny's, they have these little cards. So I remember one of the cards that says there, it says, don't tell your worries. Don't tell Hashem how big your worries are. Tell your worries how big Hashem is.
Wow.
Deep, no?
Yeah.
Maybe that should be the title for tonight. Don't tell your worries. Don't tell Hashem how big your worries are. Tell your worries how big Hashem is. The Ribbono Shel Olam takes care of everything. Right? What are you going to do in the seventh year? What are you going to do if you don't attack Iran offensively? Right, here he's just talking about parnasa, but I think it's a person can take this message for anything in life when it comes to worrying. Look what he says up top here. The pasuk is coming to strengthen our hearts and strengthen our attitude and spirit. Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't need anything big or small. Kadosh Baruch Hu will save us no matter what. Kadosh Baruch Hu will be by our side. He's going to give you the bracha in the sixth year. In the sixth year, he's going to give you 3 years worth. Right? We know that even the eighth year, you're not supposed to work so much. Right? So you have sixth, seventh, and eighth all in the sixth year. Kadosh Baruch is always going to help us. Right, so sometimes, you know, you have to do your shtadlus, obviously. How many times I have friends who tell me that they're working on this deal, so they're working so hard on the deal, what happens? It doesn't go through. A day later, or a couple weeks later, what happens? They get another, right? Kadosh Baruch Hu, the chef is waiting there. The chef is waiting there from a Kadosh Baruch Hu, but sometimes it comes in different fashions. But the pasuk is telling us nothing to worry about. The Ribbono Shel Olam is right by your side. If you're worrying, you're taking away from the shefa. Like we said plenty of times before, just mention it again. I look up this pasuk in Bichukosai, the pasuk right, in Kriya, by Kriyas Yamsuf. Right, the Jews are in trouble. And what do we do with Jews in trouble? We daven. So what does the Kadosh Baruch Hu say? He says, Matatzakilai, why are you davening to me? Why are you davening to me? Jews in trouble, Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov. You daven. Says the Commander Rebbe, you want to know why? What the Kadosh Baruch Hu is saying? Sometimes tefillah only goes up a certain level, but amunah makes it go a little more, right? It's like that we said that Marshall in the amusement parks. I don't know if they still have this, but like when you bang down on that thing, yeah, and it goes how strong you are, so it goes up to the top, or like right in the middle. Like I probably get to the middle, I'm not so strong. And my wife makes fun of me, like get to the middle, but like her brothers get to the top. get an extra cookie, you know, at Chol Moed, very nice. At the end of the day, tefillah maybe could just reach to a certain place, but emunah reaches higher. That's what the Kamaner says. But here, we're going to see that the Marjot says that what emunah does, tefillah also does. The Kamaner says that Kadosh Baruch Hu say, Matat Sakulai, stop davening. I need to see a little faith. I need to see a little emunah. I need to see a little bitachon. Don't start being frantic when you hear things about Iran and then Hamas next week, starting a whole thing at the border. Relax. Kadosh Baruch Hu runs the belt. What does the Yalkut Shimoni say? No. What does the Alter Shmoni say?
Says the year Mashiach comes.
Yeah.
What does it say?
Shana Shemelch Mashiach Niglabo Kol Malchei Ha'umas Ha'olam Nismar Miskarim Zebaze.
Who
won? Or just a bris?
No, it says that Iran will make trouble in the world.
Iran's going to start up trouble. This is the Yalkut Shmoni?
Yeah.
Whoa. Bini Al Tisyaru, says the Medrashim in Yalkut Shmoni. Don't be afraid. Everything's for you. When I watch Trump on...
Rosenberger Rebbe said...
Yeah.
That
this is amazing.
That
can
you
keep this?
There will come a day.
Yeah.
There will come a day.
Yeah.
When
this,
This Yalkut Shmoni. He said, this Yalkut Shmoni will be comfort. Now, there's a thing about, like, when Yaakov and Esav, that it says that there, that that there'll be a time when Esav looks over his brother, right? He'll look over for his brother.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
But it says there, it says the word that it uses, it says, I don't know the Hebrew word, but it says that it either be over it or it could be abuse it, you know. So there was a time when Esav abused it, but now you have it. Even today, what did he do today? He declared that that the Europeans who stole stuff from the Nazis, from the Jews,
yeah,
that they have to give it back.
I didn't see that. I didn't see that.
I mean, it's like every day he's just like doing something for.
It's like watching a Muppet. It's literally like watching a Muppet.
He's cleaning up the world.
Cleaning up, mamish.
He's cleaning up the world. He's saying we have to live in a world
with covered,
no,
covered.
No Iran. There's no. There's
covered Israel. Covered Chayes. Covered Am. Covered Am Hashem.
And they also put a statement today supporting Israel's position. Yeah. For responding to Iran.
Yeah, of course, of course.
America.
You have to give cover where credit is due. Literally, when I watch Trump on the news, it's literally watching a Muppet, and it's like Hashem's like.
Right.
This is my Muppet.
I say this is tool. Yeah.
This is my Muppet. This is a Muppet. You know what a Muppet is? Before your time. Okay, whatever.
Yeah.
It's a Dante 90s
puppet.
Thing.
Puppet.
A puppet. Yeah. Okay. Muppet. Did I get that right?
Yes, yeah, you did.
Muppet. Sesame Street. There we go. Good grandfather. Baruch Hashem. Here we go. Okay. Moving on now. So it says the Marjitzer in Bechukosa. The Pasuk says, V'noflo aveichem lefneichem lecharev. Right. The Pasuk says in Chavav Ches. Chavav Ches. The Pasuk says, V'noflo aveichem lecharev. And they're going to fall before you by the sword. So he says, what does it mean, lecharev? Our sword is not our physical sword. It's not our what's the iron dome. That's not our sword. You know what our sword is, says Unkelus? Our chorev, if you look at in the Pasuk in Bereishis, Memches, in the middle of the paragraph, Becharovi ubekashi, says Targum Unkelus, Bitzloisi. What does Bitzloisi mean? Davening. You want to know how they're going to fall? Enough to them, lecharev. Charev is your cherev. Your cherev, what's your sword? It's davening. It's tefillah. And he quotes the pasuk in Mishlei. It says, "Daiga b'lev ish yasichena." When you have worry in your heart, what should you do? You should, right? There's 2 days in the Gemara how to explain the word yasichena. One, you should speak about it with a person, go to a psychologist. Yasichena also says you should talk about it with others. You should have others daven for you, right? There's 2 ways to get rid of your worries: go to a social worker, or make sure the others daven for you. So he says here, sicha yasichena, daiga b'lev ish. You have worry in your heart. Ish yasichena, a person has to daven. Lashon tefila, lasuch pasada. You see things are happening there at Israel. It's a time for davening. Okay, we're in Boca Raton. You don't think you could help? Every day we're davening this week in my class. We're davening Tehillim. We're saying Tehillim for Klai Yisrael, for Israel. We're davening because at the end of the day, that's our sword. Our sword is our davening. And sometimes we think that maybe we're so far away, we're so far gone, and the Kodesh Baruch Hu will accept our tefillos. Page 3, the Yisra Bracha comes to our rescue. Yisra Bracha, in Mechukosei, Chavav Yebez, page 3. Chavav Yebez, just a few psukim later. What does the Kodesh Baruch Hu say? V'salachti b'soyrechem v'ayisi lechem elokim v'atem tiyu li li'am. I will walk among you. I'm going to be with you. I will be a God to you and you will be a people unto me. I'm going to be with you, Kadosh Baruch Hu says. Don't think that if you're so far away, I'm not going to be with you. Right? And he quotes the Rebbe of Kuzmi or the Divrei Yisrael. It's probably the Divrei Yisrael, his father. So the Pashuk says in Vayikra Tazayin, Hashoychin itam besoch tumasim. Kadosh Baruch Hu lives within us, whether we're pure or impure. And Rashi says, Alpha Pishem Timim Hashkini Beneim. So I've never seen this before. Look at the word bitumosam. In the middle air over there. Haosios emsoos shbesoch tevas tumosam. Look without the vav. Tes mem aleph tes mem. What are the middle letters spell? Emes. Right? Haosios emsoos shbesoch tevas tumosam. Who osios emes? Right? Chodesh Baruch Hu sees the truth within us. The zeshikasav hashochin itam besoch tumosam. That which Chodesh Baruch Hu says that I live amongst you. Haino b'midas haemes shbesoch tumosam shezos yaikar. Kadosh Baruch Hu knows that at the end of the day, maybe a Jew might not have a kippah on in Eretz Yisrael. But when it comes down to you ask a Jew to give his life up for Klal Yisrael, they're at the front lines. The front lines, in when we were in the Holocaust, when like Weinberger used to say that the Jews who that they were online and they were their entire lives they said there's no God, but when it came to be Mikadosh Shem Hashem to save another Jew or to be able to help another Jew in the Holocaust, their penimbis came out. Why is it? I have so many friends in the whole high school. They're doing crazy things in high school. They get to Eretz Yisrael, they're a different person. Because they get all the tum away from them, their tahara, their true essence is able to be expressed. They're able to express themselves. Sometimes now this thing is something very hard because go to Eretz Yisrael, but you're not really in Eretz Yisrael. You're still in America. So a lot of yeshivas, what they do is they make sure that there's a certain time and place for it, because you can't grow if you have one of these things the entire day, and all you're doing is constantly text messaging and messaging and Instagramming and Netflixing and Fortniting. Just Fortniting. I saw that David Price on the Boston Red Sox got carpal tunnel because he plays so much Fortnite. Yeah. It's unbelievable. It happens to Red Sox players. It's not the worst thing in the world. Baruch Hashem, you know, Chayin Yirv, just kidding. No, he should have Refuah Shleima, but he said that. It wasn't that, but come on. He got carpal tunnel. He's playing too many video games. I was watching these kids today. I have to see this game. If you could get a fifth grade kid and an adult to play the same game, I got to see like what's so great about this game. Fortnite, whatever, it's not for now. But at the end of the day, Kodesh Baruch Hu says, "Anish Ashchina b'soch tumosam." What does that mean? Within your tuma, within what's the middle letter within tumosam? It's emes. I see the emes within you. And finally, the last and final idea from the Majlis, and then we'll just say a quick letter from the Rav Kook in honor of Yom Yerushalayim, in honor of Eretz Yisrael. So the pasuk says, "Chavav l'melam gimel," in the middle of the Tochza. Pretty interesting pasuk, and he explains it so beautifully. Chavav Lamed Gimel, right over here. A lot of psukim tonight. Va'aschem azara v'goyim arikosi achrechem charev. And you, I will separate among you the nations. I will empty the sword after you. V'haisa arzachem shemam of arechem yu charev. And your land is going to be desolate, and your cities will be put to ruin. So it says the Moshe on this pasuk. What does it mean? Chodesh Baruch Hu is going to spread us out. So the Gemara says in Tzachem and Pezayim and Beis that Chodesh Baruch Hu did a great thing for us, that he spread us out. He spread us out amongst all the nations. Why? Why is that a good thing? Because if any one nation came to kill us, we're all over the globe.
Yeah.
You can't kill us in one area. So he quotes here, the pasuk says, "L'cha Hashem had tzedakah v'lanu boshes upon him." Right, we see this from Slichas. Hashem, how great is your righteousness, but we're so embarrassed. Perish, Yisrael omrim armin kiviyachol, l'fnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Rebono Shel Olam, emes v'nachon, ki tzedakah, asisa imanu, shebizar d'bein umos. It's a beautiful thing that you spread us out. Aval v'lanu boshes upon him. We're so embarrassed. We're so embarrassed with the tzedakah that we're so spread out. When am I going to be able to really have the true tzedakah? Look what he says here. Quotes Hitler. Hitler's already bringing us the tzedakah, that he's spreading us out all over the world. He's destroying us. We want to be spread out. We're all spread out. We want to be come back to our Eretz Yisrael. This is what Daniel says. V'lanu boshes upon him, right? We're so embarrassed. Kadosh Baruch Hu. Kayom hazel ish Yehuda liyoshva Yerushalayim l'chol Yisrael. All the Jews and all the dwellers of Yerushalayim. Akrom v'rechokim habchol ratzas asher hadchasem sham. All you want to do, the mamas, we want to come back to you. Right? The pasuk it's a klal. Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to spread us out. And he really explains that Kadosh Baruch Hu, it's really showing us our true emotions, like Ribbono Shel Olam. We see that it might have been a good thing to spread us out, but now it's time to come home.
Yeah.
It's time for us to be able to come home, come back to take Eretz Yisrael back, be able to take it back and show the world what it's all about.
American embassy opens, the whole world is going to be focused on Yerushalayim.
Exactly.
I mean, all the news crews are all going all over.
Yeah, that's what it is. That's what it is. It's the center of the world. It's the center of the world. And I mamish think this is it. We're at mamish at the footsteps. You have to hold on tight. So we saw a person has this attitude. You can see, what are you going to eat in the 10th year? What does the very soul say? Relax with your worries. Chodesh Baruch Hu is going to take care of everything. And all your enemies are going to fall before your sword. What's your sword? The sword is a tefillah. Right. You might think that your tamei Kadosh Baruch Hu is not going to answer your tefillahs. No, Kadosh Baruch Hu says, "Besoch tumosam." I'm with you even within your impurities. What does that mean? Besoch tumosam, within the word of tumosam, says the Yisra Bracha. Within emes, I see your emes. I see that you're good. I see that you might have just strayed, and I know I want to bring you back. And finally, the Yisra Bracha says, "Va'eschem azar b'goyim." The Pashup Chaz, the Kadosh Baruch Hu says, "I'm going to spread you amongst all the nations." But at the end of the day, we say, it might have looked like it's a good, like a good thing that, that they couldn't wipe us out at once. But now, we're embarrassed. We want to come back from all four corners of the world. Listen to this quote that I from Rav Weinberger's Torahs from I think it's Parshas Baalosha, Parshas Shalach from a few years ago. Rav Avram Svi Kook, Hakayim, Zechusagan Aleinu, never forgave the British for their complicit role in the Arabs' murder for the Jews of Hebron. I believe this is in the 1920s, 29. In particular, it became known that a certain chief government secretary named Charles Locke was particularly guilty of cooperating with the Arabs. The Hebrew version of one of Rav Kook's biographies, An Angel Among Men by Simcha Raz, recounts an incident while the siege and massacre were still taking place in Hebron, in which Rav Kook called Locke, demanding that he send the British troops to stop the Arabs from killing the unarmed Jews and yeshiva students in Hebron. Locke dismissed the suggestion, saying, "What is there to do?" Rav Kook answered, "Shoot the murderers." Like many before him, Locke answered, I have not received any orders to do this, putting himself in danger. Rav Kook put himself in their own danger. Rav Kook responded to Locke, "I order you in the name of human conscience." Locke did nothing and the massacre continued. Sometime later, at a major reception held by the British government, at which many reporters were present, Locke and Rav Kook found themselves near one another. Locke stretched out his hand to Rav Kook, but the Rav said loudly for everyone to hear, "I do not shake hands with someone whose hands are soaked in Jewish blood." Locke angrily responded, You Jews can protect yourselves, but you cannot attack other people. Rav Kook then answered to everyone's shock, "People who transgress, thou shalt not murder," cannot give anyone ethical advice.
Ooh.
He was talking about Locke himself. When someone arises to kill a person, he must rise up to kill the attacker itself, right? Someone who comes to the Gemara in Sanhedrin, someone tries to kill you, you have to go up and kill him first. Iran gets you, you get him first. The press was present at the event and reported on the entire incident, which reawakened the Jewish world's honor, self-respect, and confidence in their ability to continue building Eretz Yisrael. That's the time we're living in. Iran starting up, and everyone's saying, "Oh, Israel's on the offense." Iran's talking crazy things the past 10, 15 years, past 5 years, 2 years, whatever it is. Right? This is Mamish Rav Kook. When someone arises to kill a person, he must rise, right? And what happened? It says Rav Weinberger, at that event, the world saw the Jewish honor, they saw the respect and the confidence in their ability to continue building Eretz Yisrael. We're living in this time. She's Zochem Etz Hashem. We put all our worries.
It's all shtus. It's just
to
cover up.
It's all shtus. All the shtus is demamish to cover up.
What's really
the emes. It's all to, just to cover up the emes. Chodesh Baruch Hu should bless us. So all the worries. We tell the worries. Exactly. All the shtus. Trump, this, that, Iran, this, CNN.
Everything
is getting covered.
The world is going to be focused on Yerushalayim in a positive way on Monday.
The world is seeing the Jewish covered covered Shemayim.
Jewish honor of Yerushalayim.
The Jewish honor of covered Shemayim.
Whatever you think about anything,
that's what it is.
Bringing out the
Nitzutz. Bringing out our soul, and Yerushalayim is in every Jew. Yerushalayim is in the world. Chodesh Baruch Hu blesses that we tell all our worries. We don't tell Hashem all how big our worries are. We tell the worries how big Hashem is. And at the end of the day, we should hear Besoros Tovos from Eretz Yisrael and a beautiful Shabbos Kodesh, a safe Shabbos Kodesh within Eretz Yisrael and throughout the world, Bez Hashem. And Bez Hashem, a big simcha come Sunday morning for Yerushalayim. We should be able to dance together in the streets of Yerushalayim and Kodesh.
Shabbos Kodesh.
Now will be Sunday morning here in BRS. Vil Yerushalayim Ircha Haibira Social Hall. Tishkai Misaycha. I'm telling you. I'm telling the weekly. David Avdecha, Hai Mehei Rodes Koi Chazavet Yerushalayim Eircha, Hai Beracha Mitashu Tishkai Vizaycha, Tishkai Vizaycha Kashe Divata Yerushalayim Eircha, Hai Beracha Mitashu Tishkai Vizaycha, Tishkai Vizaycha
Kashe debarta uvene Yerushalayim Yerushalayim Yira Kodesh. No? Yerushalayim Yira Kodesh Yemeiro Yameinu Oyo vene Yerushalayim Ovene Yerushalayim Yira Kodesh Yemeiro Ha Va Va Oh, v'nei Yerushalayim, oh, v'nei Yerushalayim, v'nei Yerushalayim, v'nei Yerushalayim, v'nei Yerushalayim, v'nei Yerushalayim, then hey, Rabbi Yameinu, why la da da la 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 la